Hey everybody, Greg Bornstein here. Now, you're joining me for the conclusion of the Shh Festival manifestation in 2021. I gave some room to breathe for those first four episodes. Again, I want to thank Ed Langan. I want to thank Iris Turner. I want to thank Billy Ellis. And of course, I want to thank Ramona Gailey for coming on my show. All four of them said their names out of order, but that's just what my unconscious manifested. That's it. Yes. Okay, so what do we make of all this? The secret, the law of attraction. To be honest with you, at the top of the week, I said, I'm going to give you my thoughts. By the bottom of the week, I sat back and went, how could someone that hasn't regularly practiced the law of attraction actually contribute anything meaningful to it? At least that was a thought in my head. And then I said, nah, you're going to unpack this. And that's what I do. I mean, very early on in this show, the earliest episodes, it was about taking these broader topics and speaking directly to you about how I feel about them. I think many things about this. It's so complicated. I mean, the first person that really pointed my attention was an early guest, Sita Nirban. She was on an episode way back where she was talking to me about what most people get wrong with the law of attraction, and was saying that oftentimes their manifesting doesn't line up with what they actually want. That is, that's in episode 75. She's talking about that there's this egoic idea of what you want, and there's what your heart wants. It's not always this six-figure plus salary. It's just not. Oftentimes, it's something even deeper that if you don't get in touch with that, then none of this attraction stuff works. Now, here's what I will offer. After all the commentary, after all the quantum physics talk and using practical magic and all this stuff, things that I don't believe I've tapped into directly, I'm very convinced that for the most part, the law of attraction is a trance. It's a trance state. It is a, and it's a wonderful, I mean, is everything trance states? Yes. But I really believe that people that are teaching this, that are teaching manifestation, a lot of the time are selectively focusing, like you do in hypnosis, on something that they really want, and then bringing it into their lives simply by the power of their focus. I already feel that I'm stepping on James Tripp's toes a little bit, because he pointed me in a lot of these directions. If you don't know James Tripp, Hypnosis Without Trance, did a 3-part series with him way back in the day as well, episode 80 through 82. We broke down what actually hypnosis is, and just received his book, actually, that came in the mail the other day, Hypnosis Without Trance, How Hypnosis Really Works. Excited to read that, James. He was the one that pointed me to this notion of reality tunnels, which is also from another guy, Robert Anton Wilson. So here's me, Plato in the cave, copying the copier. Okay, whatever. Mini loop there. Let's close it. James said, look, if you want to play with reality tunnels, do this exercise that came from the book Prometheus Rising by Robert Anton Wilson, which is, I'm going to attract a shiny quarter on the street. I'm going to attract it. I'm going to see it. It's going to be there. And go for a day and practice manifesting seeing that quarter. Now, the question is, Did magic bring it into your reality? Did you manifest that? Or did you just focus differently? This reality tunnel is a trance. The law of attraction is a trance. I want what I want in my life, therefore I'm going to do what it takes to get it. And the universe is going to get it for me. Thus, I am selectively focusing. And, oh, wait, my unconscious doesn't want me to have it for some reason? Well, then it's not going to happen because there's the block, and that's what a manifestation expert works with you, clears the block. Also, maybe your unconscious isn't providing you the thing you really want for some reason. Do you notice that people that get more aligned with what their passion is, what they want to do in life, end up bringing in a lot more money? To me, that's the law of attraction. The law of attraction is aligning with what turns you on intellectually, heart-wise, gut-wise, that thing you really want, and then leaning into that and seeing the world reward you for it because that's who you really are. Is that magical? I'm not sure. Now, I do need to play around with this a little more. And on the flip side of it, I brought you people that really do believe this. But then you have hypnotists like Marshall Silver, who, this is a story I was told about Marshall. Marshall Silver is the millionaire maker, teaches people how to step into the body of a millionaire, billionaire, whatever it is, the mindset of a billionaire, and guaranteed in one of his summits that he would make you one. And then a bunch of people sued him because they weren't millionaires at the end of his training. And what this hypnotist told me was that Marshall Silver got away with this in the court of law because his argument was, this is what his lawyers, the defense team, came up with, his people weren't, the people that signed up, they weren't praying enough. So I don't know how you regulate the manifestors. I do get worried about this. I do get worried in general, and maybe this is just me vibing on a lower level of consciousness, one could say. Now, you know what? I'm not going to excuse this. How do you, as my colleague and friend, and soon to, I'll share with you all some sessions I did with this man, Jerome Calver, a personal change expert, creator of the Present Time Alignment Method. How do you validate transformation? He asked this question, and it's one I wonder a lot. Everybody's promising transformational change. How do you validate that? What does that mean? Does 1% transformation mean you didn't get what you claimed? I mean, it's meaningless. But manifestation could be meaningless too. Because say you don't get one thing versus another thing. If a manifestation coach can't regularly get you to a place where you're just attracting and attracting things in your life over and over again, well, also, who's to say that's not a life coach? And also, think about it this way. What if a really great life coach got you in a place where you were so powerful with personal change and powerful with mindset that you did go out and actually were able to bring things in your life and you didn't need to call it magic? Is the best life coach better than a medium manifestation coach? Because a manifestation coach is technically giving you a shortcut to create what you want, but the life coach isn't using this magic. Or if we go back to what Billy Alice and Ed said early on, is it all just manifestation anyways? And Iris was speaking to this as well. I'll say Ramona was. Since it's all just happening anyways, understanding that it's a universal principle lets you know that the way things show up in your life are much more in your control than you willing it. It's a trance. It's a different framework. It's a way of looking at and relating to things, and even knowing that it's a trance now lets you probably manifest things easier in your life. I want to play around with this more. I don't have this strong desire to bring in my dream woman, or bring in a car, bring in six figures. I suppose even the things that getting this podcast out there, growing the audience, all that stuff that I could want, that's not why, ultimately. I feel in my gut that there's something more I'm here to do, and once I nail that down, I'll manifest it. Maybe. But until I get to that point, I'm looking to just align with what I really want inside. I know that once that's there, there's no more powerful vibration in the world. So my advice in all of this, before you just go into manifestation coaching and whatnot, because I just think you're going to end up feeling empty. And in fairness, all four of these people, I agree a lot of their views on psychology, and I think that they would agree with me. Figure out what you want first. Figure out, focus. Ultimately, you're going to have to focus on yourself. Now, that's not to put any of these people out of business. If you're attracted to the law of attraction, if you know what you want to bring in and it's just not working for you, sure. Maybe. However, what if you just discovered what you really wanted to do and then woke up every day invigorated by that? Is that more powerful than getting things, bringing new things into your world? I certainly think so. So, stay in the trance with me. This has been a very interesting week. I really enjoyed having all four of the guests on. And again, if you enjoyed the festival, this won't be the end of the Law of Attraction on the show. We'll have more people talk about it for sure. But please, hey, if you could rate the show on Apple Podcasts, helps get this conversation out there. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of your weekend. We have some very interesting stuff, starting with a new episode, top of the week, coming out. You're going to love it. Thank you for manifesting this. And thank you for listening. Very curious your thoughts.